Ability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show today. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who's finally back for the full third hour.
Yes.
After spending all of her time on music, that composing stuff that you think is so important.
Yes.
What's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, there has been an article appearing in Zero Hedge, which is usually pretty straight on. And what it says is that Russia has prepared a confidential retaliation document as Ukraine is set to hold NATO accession referendum. Whoa. That's faster than a speeding matzo ball through a bowl of warm
chicken. Well, they have to do that. I mean, the reality is Ukraine is not a member of NATO.
Yet.
And, no, here's the point. At the moment.
Yeah.
And up to this point, not a member. And so NATO has no legal justification to be inside Ukraine or sending in ships to the Black Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're trying to do is they're going to try and ramrod through Ukraine joining NATO to retroactively legitimize this outright act of aggression.
Yeah. And unfortunately, with this vote, quote-unquote, in Ukraine on Sunday, these people have all been vetted as pro-Western, pro-U.S., pro-Eurocentric, pro-IMF, pro-World Bank. So the people of the Ukraine have absolutely no choice as to who they get.
It's basically you get to pick which particular guy is going to kick you in the butt for the next several years.
Right.
And it isn't a real election, even though Obama and Kerry are trying to say, oh, yes, it's democracy in action. No, it isn't, because the Ukrainian people were not allowed to select their own candidates.
Right. And
of course, neither are we. Again, Ron Paul in 2008 and 2012.
Yes. Apparently, RIA Novosti is reporting that Russia has prepared a document with measures in response to Western sanctions, citing Kremlin advisor Andriy Belousov. And he says, I can say that while it is not a strategy, we do have a tactic. And it will focus on individuals, companies, sectors, whether they are comprehensive and systemic, or if they impact the banking system. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Well, what they're basically saying is that Russia does not want to provoke or escalate the situation, but they are prepared to match point for point sanctions coming in from the West.
And I am sure that Putin is not particularly happy with the news that Ukraine is probably going to hold this NATO referendum accession vote as soon as June 15th. It's really only a couple of weeks away.
Well, we already know there's massive fraud taking place in Kiev in terms of the elections. We documented that earlier today here.
Yeah.
But I think, to be very honest, from the point of view of Putin, I don't think it's that big a deal because he understands he's up against NATO anyway, whether it's official or not.
Right, right. And if Ukraine does become part of NATO, NATO has the ability to place troops.
Well, we already know there are troops on the ground in Ukraine. It's covert. It's mercenaries.
At least at the moment.
And we have NATO forces deployed in the surrounding countries and in the Black Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality, the fact on the ground is NATO is already projecting power into Ukraine following this coup d'etat against the elected government, and simply saying that Ukraine is now part of NATO doesn't legitimize it any more than when Germany ran into these other countries in World War II and then declared them part of the Reich. Didn't legitimize that either.
Right. I'd like to move a little bit to Syria, Israel, and the Middle East.
Okay.
And there was a very interesting statement made by the IAF chief and Major General Amir Eshel, responding to news of budget cuts, et cetera, et cetera. And he insists that the Air Force is ready to defend Israel from any threat, especially, underscore, Syria. Now, I've got a little bone to pick with this guy. And the bone is, why in heaven's name would the Syrian military do so something pig-headedly, ham-fistedly stupid as to attack Israel and right on the eve of the Syrian presidential elections? And, Major General, the short answer is, it's not going to happen. But there is something that our listeners and readers need to be made very aware of. There is going to be a huge military exercise starting in Jordan, which runs from May 25th through June 8th. And as reported in Army Times today, roughly 6,000 American troops will take part in this year's Eager Lion exercise in Jordan.
They're being pre-positioned.
Yeah.
Right. Here's what's going on.
Yeah.
The United States does not dare allow the Syrian elections to happen because Bashar al-Assad is running for re-election, and it looks like he's probably going to win. And should that happen, it immediately destroys the entire U.S. justification for intervening in Syria.
Right.
If he wins a popular vote, he's obviously not a cruel tyrant who's oppressing his own people. And so I think the U.S. can be counted on, or Israel can be counted on, to stage some kind of a false flag or provocation to take those 6,000 pre-positioned American troops in Jordan, send them across the border into Syria, and just stomp on the thing. I mean, we've got McCain out there saying Syrian terrorists are coming back. There could be a false flag attack in the U.S. Oh, it was Syria. We've got to go do it. And if by some chance the election in Syria does happen and Assad does win, I think we can pretty much count that he will either be immediately, there'll be an attempt on his life, either through assassination or a decapitation strike, meaning drones and cruise missiles into wherever they think he happens to be standing at the moment.
And the distance between Jordan's capital, Amman, and Damascus is only 109 miles. Now, Mike, I am not exactly a slouch using a search engine, but other than the U.S. and Jordan, I couldn't find the names of these other countries which are participating.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. And there is no mention, and I looked very carefully to see if Israel was a part of these drills this year. But you can't find it anywhere.
I'm sure that they are, but it's going to be hidden. Israel wants to keep its hand hidden. But it does look like something dramatic is going to happen to Syria to try and head off that election, which will be a huge political embarrassment for the United States.
Yeah, and, you know, I would say to this Major General, should there be an alleged attack against Israel, the first thing thinking people will understand is that it is a false flag created by Israel to be blamed on Syria as the pretext for an invasion to stop the election.
Well, it's not just the election, it's not just Syria. This entire war agenda has to proceed from success to success to success. The first loss is going to be the last one, because at that point, support for continued wars is going to evaporate. Not that there's that much of it here right now. In fact, there's an article that a member posted from RINF.com to my website saying Syria is the new Vietnam. And that will be a decade recovering from that. And so it looks like that all the assets are being put into place for a desperate blitzkrieg into Syria, over and done with, before anybody can stand up and say, look, this is wrong.
Yeah, I'm very worried. There is an awful lot of confluence coming up this weekend. You've got the Ukrainian, quote-unquote, elections. You've got this massive military drill. You've got the Pope visiting the Middle East, Jordan, and Israel. Just a lot of stuff going on at just about the same time.
Yeah, and the Pope makes a really convenient target for some Syrian Muslim to assassinate.
But the weird thing is, in Arutshiva yesterday, there was a note stating, an article stating, that the Pope is going to ask for a free and sovereign Palestine to live in peace and harmony with the government of Israel. Now, why would any intelligent Muslim, when that is coming out of the Pope's mouth, say, I've got to kill this guy? there's no logical reason.
No,
right?
There is no logical reason. But again, at this point, the people who are behind this war for the dollar, the war for the petrodollar, the war for Israel's designs in the Middle East, they're desperate. The wheels have come off the war wagon.
Yeah.
They can't lie us back into support for continuing the wars. They're basically at a point where they have to do something incredibly dramatic, history-changing, and I'm just very, very concerned about the Pope being there. I'm concerned about John McCain screaming that Syrian terrorists are on their way here to the United States to carry out an attack.
I'm very concerned about these darned exercises, I will tell you.
The indications are that they're getting ready to do something really dramatic. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And what was the next thing that you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to talk about a judge reversing her decision of 2 days ago and saying that force feeding of a Gitmo prisoner was perfectly all right. What she did, and this is U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler, she temporarily lifted a restraining order that had stopped the U.S. military from force feeding a hunger-striking prisoner at Gitmo Bay, saying the man's life hung in the balance. And lawyers for Dihab, the gentleman in question, are challenging force-feeding during the hunger strike as abusive. And Kessler said the detainee is willing to be fed at a hospital, but if he can be spared what the judge called the agony of having feeding tubes inserted and removing from each feeding. Guys, this is torture. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. But as torture, the guy's been vomiting blood, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation, and it's basically the U.S. government's way of saying, no, you're not even allowed to die without our permission.
Yeah, and what I notice, Mike, is the timing of this decision. On a Friday, before a three-day holiday, making it old non-news by Tuesday.
Well, not if we have anything to say about that.
Yeah, you know, and I wanted to go into depth, and I took a look at a very respectable organization I like a lot. It's called Reprieve.org. A father of four, Mr. Dihab, was declared cleared for release by the Obama administration in 2009. But he remains in Gitmo more than a decade without charge or without trial. And because of the fact he is a Syrian national, they will not repatriate him to Syria because of the civil war. And, you know, this
that's not the reason they're
insane.
Not letting him out.
Of
that's
course
not the reason they're not letting him out.
Yeah.
We learned earlier in the week that these three hunger strikers who died on the same day, and we were all told it was an act of suicide as a form of asymmetric warfare to make the U.S. look bad. Mm-hmm. Now we have found out these guys were tortured to death.
Yes.
And so what that means is everybody who is in Guantanamo is a major political embarrassment for the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And even though the military tribunal has cleared these people for release and said they have committed no crime against the United States, the Obama administration is keeping these guys locked up because the instant they get out, the media from the rest of the world is going to interview them, and they're going to find out that far worse things than waterboarding was done to these people, and the world is going to know, and Americans are going to have to confront that the U.S. government tortures people to death. I would compare this government to the Nazis, but then I get all of this terrible letters from the Nazis that their feelings have been hurt.
And, you know, if any of these guys get released, the world will know the horrific gap between what the U.S. says about torture, democracy, and human rights, and how this government practices those values absolutely in the breach to further their geopolitical objectives.
Well, I think at this point the world is pretty much caught on to what's going on. And the important part is the Americans are catching on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember years ago when I was still involved in film and television work and I was working internationally, I'd go to other countries, and I would get sort of this left-handed compliment about, you know, you're one of the best informed Americans we've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
You really know what your government is doing. Because the U.S. government constantly lies to the American people to assure us that we're good and we don't do these bad things other governments do, and we're the good guys and they're the bad guys, and that's why we have to go invade their countries. But once you're outside the United States of America and you start talking to these people in these countries that are having to deal with the United States, even when you see the international version of CNN versus the domestic version, you know, which is stripped of most of that propaganda, and it is a completely different view of the United States. But now Americans are realizing what's been going on all this time.
Yeah, it's grim, it's wrong, it's absolutely wrong.
It is time for Americans to look in the mirror and realize the United States government tortures people to death. And it's not just Guantanamo.
Yeah.
It happened over at Abu Ghraib. The U.S. government was torturing innocent Iraqis to death to find weapons of mass destruction that did not exist.
Right.
Okay, we have to take a phone call here. Dan in New York. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This might be off topic. I heard you talking about Abu Ghraib there, but I wanted to ask you a quick question about what chance you thought there would be in the United States stock market an event like as happened in 2007 in Zimbabwe, where this, in real terms, the stock market collapsed, but in nominal terms, the stock market skyrocketed because of all the quantitative easing that they did in Zimbabwe in 2007. In 2007, the Zimbabwe stock market was the best performing stock market in the world.
Well, that's already happening here in the United States of America, because if you take the chart for the U.S. stock market over the last 15 years and then you correct it for the rate of inflation, you'll see that the stock market has actually been in a serious, serious decline. It's just the numbers, because of inflation, the numbers look impressive, but the stock performance definitely does not. So we're already in that. Now, in terms of a major single-day crash, it's not going to happen, because the Federal Reserve is just going to create however much instant money out of thin air it takes to go on buying stocks and bonds to keep it all propped up through market forces, because that is the last banner they have to wag at people to say the economy is still okay and we're in recovery. Every other indicator is showing absolute disaster. They're, as we head into the November elections, they're waving that Dow Jones Industrial Average like a banner and saying, see, the economy is good. The economy is good.
Right. I totally understand. I guess what I'm asking is whether, I agree with you there, whether you think there'll be a sort of one-year skyrocket as the dollar essentially collapses in a sort of paradoxical situation, or do you think it'll just be a slow grind, lower in real terms and higher in nominal terms?
Well, we're already in that slow grind, as I mentioned before, and because of the plunge protection team, again, they don't want a single one-day bad event, because that'll panic everybody, and the rush will be on. So they're going to do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening. Frankly, if they were smart, they would let the market start going down slowly, bit by bit by bit. Because it's already hideously overvalued, and that's going to make the effects of a crash that much worse. They should be trying to slowly get the market back to where the stock prices are justified by the underlying value of the stock, but they're not. The need to get that number up, they're driving it up with all this market rigging and high-frequency trading, and the market is far more overvalued today than it was in 1929.
Thanks very much, Mike.
All right, we're going to switch over real quick to Nosium in the Netherlands. We've only got 1 minute. What's on your mind?
Hello, am I online?
You are on the air, but we're coming up on a commercial break.
Okay, I'm very quick. I want to make a connection between the guy that called in about a movie about Hollywood, you know, with the green screen, and about the Boston bombing. I want to say, it's similar. It's almost the same as the Running Man. You know, the Running Man from 1987.
I remember it very clearly. Yes.
Okay. So exactly that scene in the beginning, he didn't shoot at the people, and after that they edited it to make him the Running Man. So it's a very nice comparison to what the caller that you had on the phone from Hollywood. So I will leave it by that, and thank you very much, and say hello to Claire, and take it on, and keep it up.
Well, Claire is listening right now.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
All righty. Now, you know, what's really interesting, they made a big deal over the fact that they were able to put Michael Jackson on the stage during these last music awards, but I think most Americans are realizing if they can do that, they can fake anything they need to fake to trick the American people. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injuries, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Claire, I understand your next topic is very disturbing.
Yeah. Something, again, you would not see in most of the corporate media. In testimony before the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, top Obama officials asserted that the president has unlimited war powers without even the fig leaf of congressional authorization.
This, of course, is completely contrary to the Constitution, which says only Congress may declare a war.
Yeah.
Now, the president under the War Powers Act, and this was written in an age before instantaneous global communication. Under the War Powers Act, the president can deploy U.S. military forces at his discretion for up to, I think it's either 30 or 60 days. After that, Congress has to vote a war resolution to continue the military action.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have President Obama, who, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is out there saying it's all the fault of the founding fathers and the structure of the U.S. government that he can't accomplish anything, is now out there saying that he has right to declare war on anyone at any time, anywhere, and Congress has nothing to say about it. Congress ought to show some gonadal tissue and impeach him on that count alone.
Yeah, absolutely. And what these folks said was that they declared that the 2001 authorization for the use of military force, AUMF, was not required for any of the drone attacks, troop deployments, and other war operations carried out by this administration.
Well, again, we're still waiting for the Obama administration to release this so-called memo that shows how drone strikes by the president on American citizens is somehow the law of the land. We're going to grab a phone call here real quick. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the disappointing turnout for this American Spring March. What do you think happened there? This thing was planned out since January, and I don't know why they didn't include all these other cities. They could have made a big response and just spread it out all across the United States. But you think it's just the people have given up, or they just say that it's too little time through the legal channels to get rid of some of these people out of office? Is that what it happened, or what?
No, I think, given that the organizer had previous ties to U.S. military intelligence and was just this rabid pro-Israel supporter, I think most people figured that this was an attempt to create some kind of a violent event that the U.S. government could use to justify a national emergency and martial law. We've seen two previous ones. Last July 4th, we had Adam Kokesh and his aborted armed march into Washington, D.C. that seemed tailor-made to provoke a confrontation. Then we had the George Zimmerman case, and the entire week before the verdict was announced, the corporate media was out there saying there's going to be race riots all across the country, there's going to be race riots in every single city. Zimmerman was acquitted. There were no riots because the black people are just as smart as the white people in figuring out right now this government is desperate for some kind of a controllable uprising that they can brutally crush as a lesson to the rest of us. And I think that same concern, I certainly had that same concern about the American Spring March, which is why I didn't support it going in. I think the American people have gotten pretty savvy in figuring out the dirty tricks this government is going to use. I expect we're going to actually see a very huge turnout tomorrow for this global march against Monsanto. We've got two different marches here on the island of Oahu, one in Waikiki and one up in Haleiwa. But I think people are staying away from these march on the government operations because they understand the government is going to plant agent provocateurs to try and cause violence, to demonize opposition to the government at the very least, or at the very worst to say, oh, it's an armed rebellion, suspend the Bill of Rights and send in the National Guard or the Army.
Yeah, Don mentioned yesterday on John's show something about Monsanto's come out with a new seed, aluminum-resistant seed. Do you know much more about that?
Not really. I'll have to take a look into it and get back to you, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let Steve go. What is your next topic, please?
The next topic is something that I read with absolute shock. And the title of this article is DEA Retroactively Gets Warrant After Violent Botched Raid on Wrong Address. This happened in Alpine, Texas. Federal agents violently raided a tobacco shop, unnecessarily broke down a door, tampered with surveillance cameras, and allegedly cracked a woman's neck with a rifle stock. In the process, they also raided a neighbor's home, only to later cover their tracks by acquiring a warrant retroactively. The carnival of injustice was completed when the witnesses were ordered to recant their stories under penalty of law.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we can all see how wrong these things are. Mm-hmm. Under the Fourth Amendment, you're supposed to have that warrant before you show up.
Yeah.
Now, under the dynamic entry rules, you don't have to show them the warrant until after you're already in and in control of the situation, but you must have a warrant there. There's nothing in the Constitution saying that you can get the warrant and retroactively justify it. Certainly nothing about hitting a woman's neck with the butt of a rifle.
Oh, but it gets better.
Okay.
It gets better.
Okay.
Business owner Ilana Lipson was arrested and charged with first-degree felony for allegedly selling a controlled substance, synthetic cannabis, in a drug-free zone. The charge is so draconian that it could have resulted in potential life sentence in prison, not unlike the Texas teen who faces a similar charge for baking pot brownies.
Okay, I want to back up, though, to that other part that you said about how the witnesses were ordered to recant.
I'm getting to that, if
I
can.
All right.
As a condition of her release from jail, U.S. Magistrate Judge B. Dwight Goins ordered her to pay $10,000 and publicly recant her story, which she had already televised to the media. The handwritten orders required that she request that pictures of her sister's injuries be removed from the Internet and that she write an apology letter to the DEA for impugning their reputation. Specifically, the judge ordered Lipson that she would advise media that her sister, Ariel Lipson, was not beaten by agents, and her sister instigated the assault on the agents.
There, I mean, that is absolutely, completely illegal and unconstitutional.
Yeah.
That's your dictatorship right there.
Yeah.
That's the face of the new American tyranny right there. The good news is, with this story being out there, even if this lady goes along and recants her testimony and makes the apology, we're all going to know it was coerced. It's just like when Galileo recanted his theories about the motion of the earth and then said "Eper sui muevo" under his breath.
Yep.
And we all know it's by threat of force and coercion. The government has just succeeded in discrediting the Department of Justice, the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Right.
I mean, all of this was illegal. There is no law that allows a judge to tell a witness what they can and cannot say.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're outside that courtroom, the First Amendment does apply.
Yeah.
That judge has to be removed from office. And probably a good coating of tar and feathers wouldn't hurt either.
Probably not.
Okay. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Oh, Mike in Texas. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. Your expansive knowledge and background, we thought we'd toss this question to you and see what your comments were.
Okay.
Due to all the things that are going on in the so-called alleged existence entity of the United States or the state of Texas or the county that I live in all capital letters as legal fictions, let's jump back up to the United States. At that level, 1871, after the Civil War, when we had federal troops successful occupying the southern states, and the people were unhappy in the southern states, and they started to express their unhappiness. In order to prevent a second Civil War starting, the federal troops were withdrawn. So under the statement of 1871, the Congress legislated itself into a corporation, and because it had control of the southern states as well as the northern states, all of a sudden, according to my readings, all states are corporations, so therefore they have no jurisdiction over me, the flesh and blood man. Your comment?
I know it's one of those issues that legal scholars like to debate over and over and over again. In the general historical sense, the Jeffersonian Republic did end with the Civil War. And while Abraham Lincoln successfully used the issue of slavery as the reason for the Union to invade the Confederacy, just like George Bush was screaming about Saddam's nuclear weapons, the real issue was that the Southern Confederate States wanted to hold the federal government in Washington, D.C. to the limits of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It led to war. They lost the war. And at that point, you're absolutely right. The Congress started passing all kinds of amendments and new laws to basically create this central tyrannical strong government, which is absolutely contrary to what the Founding Fathers had intended.
And
okay?
They started to express their unhappiness in order to prevent a...
Okay, we're coming up on a commercial break, and we're going to have to let you go. And we'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire for the last segment of our program after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike with Darrow. Hear the Mike with Darrow. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Mike with Darrow. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike with Darrow.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of the program. And before I put the microphone back over on Claire, I just wanted to hit this one story to show you how bizarre this whole economic situation in Europe is becoming. In order to meet their mandated deficit reduction targets imposed on them by the European Central Bank, Italy is going to include in their gross domestic product calculation illegal drug sales and prostitution. Hey, it's commerce. We get to count it. What's your next topic?
Well, there was a very interesting foaming at the mouth article and video by The Guardian today. And the headline says, "Watch RT Network attack Prince Charles. If anyone knows real Nazis, it's the royal family." And this is stated, "If anyone knows real Nazis, it is the royal family," said RT senior reporter correspondent Anissa Naoi on its In the Now program. And she is charged with introducing a slick video graphic of a mock-up photo album, providing a pictorial guide to the House of Windsor's Nazi links. It features a photograph of Charles' great-uncle, the Duke of Windsor, visiting Hitler at his Ober-Salzburg retreat shortly before abdicating. And the lady commented that Edward's wife, Wallis Simpson, quote-unquote, hung out with Hitler. Well, whoever wrote this article and edited this video, calcium, magnesium, B vitamin, some valerian, and here's what's going on. I think the Guardian doth protest too much. And it, very ironically, it is a Guardian.com article in 2003 which absolutely nails the royal family's Hitler-Nazi connections.
Okay, I think we're forgetting something.
Yeah.
And that is the timing here. Because
yes.
prior to the outbreak of war,
mm-hmm.
you know, Germany was this amazing economic miracle.
Mm-hmm.
People were trying to find out, how did you do it? Of course, we know how they did it. They got rid of their private central bank and had a government-issued value-based currency.
Right.
As a head of state, Hitler met with a lot of people, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes they were friends, sometimes they weren't, sometimes it was necessary. And I think they're really reading way too much into this situation. What they're
mm-hmm.
trying to do is obfuscate the issue to get away from the fact that Prince Charles basically violated the traditional political neutrality of the royal family. They're not supposed to be getting into the political fray
no,
in Great
not
Britain.
At all.
And they violated it by going out with this attack on Putin, dragging up Hitler one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just really bothered a lot of people. And there's a backlash, and it's just going to devolve into all kinds of name-calling. And I don't think it's really that big a deal here. It's just
mm-hmm.
the kind of name-calling you see going into war. And the fact that the British royalty met with Hitler, I don't think it really means all that much other than leaders of nations meet with each other
right.
for diplomacy purposes.
Right, I agree.
What is your next story?
Well, I think, let's see, I have one more. Apparently there is a North African secret agreement on the Libyan jihadist problem.
Well, the problem is
yeah.
that the U.S. conquest of Libya has cratered, and
yeah.
the Libyan people are basically back in control.
Right.
And the U.S. government's trying to figure out some way they can go back in there and reconquer this rebellious province
mm-hmm.
without the American people standing up and saying, why do we have to go in and invade Libya? We just
Again.
Got done doing that.
Yes, I know.
But it looks like Libya is mm-hmm. definitely falling apart from the U.S. point of view, Syria is falling apart from the U.S. point of view. And I think it's, you know, getting to a crisis point because, again, the first major loss the U.S. suffers in this war for the dollar will be the last. The American people are going to say, okay, you went as far as you could. Now you can't keep control of what you've conquered. You're not able to do this. We're killing our kids for no good reason at
yeah.
all. We know it's all about the bankers.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
All righty. Alrighty, let's see, getting on down here, the Pentagon is out there screaming on Edward Snowden's revelations and all the harm they caused. Actually, the only harm they caused was waking up the American people
mm-hmm.
to the illegal and unconstitutional activities by the United States government. There really is no other damage because
yeah.
those foreign governments, they
yeah.
already knew.
Yeah.
They already knew it was going on. We
yes.
here in the independent media, we know it's been going on since the days of Echelon.
Yes.
The only thing that changed was the American people, ordinary people, woke up and realized what was going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Interesting question posed by Investment Watch blog. How can Americans feel safe when there are no rules?
That's
and
scary.
That's what they're really talking about. We have a government that refuses to follow the rules, which means we absolutely cannot anticipate what they're going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really the danger. We've got a president who's out there openly dissing the structure of the Constitutional Republic and the Founding Fathers. He's out there declaring he's got unlimited authority to start wars without Constitution. That's a complete violation, 180 degrees of what's in that Constitution.
It's a complete fabrication. And, Michael, as you and I have discussed before, both cornered animals and cornered governments can be very, very dangerous.
Very, very dangerous indeed. And
yeah.
I think we're at that stage right now.
Yeah.
Now, not too long ago here on the show, we had Australian author Dee McLachlan, who's written these very wonderful children's books about modern topics like weapons manufacturing, the evils of banking, genetically modified corn. And she did one about the World Trade Center is called the Three Tall Buildings, and apparently it's caused enough of a stir in Australia where news.com.au felt they had to come out and basically sneer at it. And they came out with this piece saying, well, you know, yeah, it's out there, but really, your kids shouldn't be exposed to this. I mean, you know, and apparently the proceeds from the sale of this particular book are going to Artists and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. That's Richard Gage and his crew.
Bless her.
And, you know, this article was out there saying, well, you know, Artists and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, they've been completely dismissed and discredited by all their peers. No, they've been smeared a lot by the government. We're going to try and get Dee back on the show to respond to this. But I think we're at the point right now where I'm smelling this panic in the corporate media and governments around the world that their decades of carefully crafted illusion that kept us all enslaved and controlled, it's starting to crumble apart in front of them. And I know they're feeling the stress because there's this very interesting story up in Minnesota about this Fox News anchor who Greg Jarrett, he just got out of rehab and on that day went over to the airport, went to the airport bar, started drinking, apparently had some medication and got into such a state of inebriation the police had to arrest him. He couldn't even stay on his bar stool, was shouting profanities. Which, I mean, let's cut the guy some slack. Could you lie your fellow Americans into war after war, cover up torture and war crimes and stay entirely sober? I don't think so. It's a tough job to shovel out the bovine excrement there.
Yeah.
And yeah. Now then, down in North Carolina, had a restaurant there called The Pit, barbecue restaurant, which has a sign on the front door proudly proclaiming, "We are a gun-free zone." And apparently the three guys who robbed it at gunpoint can't read because they walked in with the guns and robbed the place, you know. So, and here, the gun grabbers were telling me these gun-free zone signs were going to work.
Oh,
actually,
dear.
What they really say, the people with the guns look at the sign that says gun-free zone, and it says giant open-air target gallery.
Right.
Because, you know, these mass shooters who were hopped up on prescription antidepressants, they always went to the places with signs that say gun-free zones. It means nobody's shooting back.
That's
we
right.
We can have fun.
That's
it's going
right.
to be there.
Yeah.
All righty. We did mention this earlier in the show, but the U.S. House of Representatives approved the latest version of the National Defense Authorization Act after rejecting a proposed amendment that would end the U.S. government's ability to indefinitely detain American citizens without charge, accusation, or cause, or trial for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. Congress has just rubber-stamped Obama's ability to grab us off the streets if he doesn't like us, and throw us in some dark hole someplace never ever to be seen again, like those people in Guantanamo
yep.
who have been declared innocent by the military tribunal, and Obama still will not let them go. Is it time that we acknowledge we are living in a dictatorship? I think maybe, yes, it definitely is. Is it an oligarchy? We've got universities saying so. Absolutely. Anything else in this last minute?
I just want people this coming weekend, which is Memorial Day weekend, to reflect on the wars, to take care of our veterans, but to ask themselves, have these wars, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, you name it, Pakistan, have they made us any more safe, or have they protected our freedoms anymore? And if the profoundly disturbing answer is no, we need to get together peacefully to ensure that there are no more of these wars.
We have to stop this one before it goes nuclear.
Oh,
we really do. All right, have a good weekend. Be very careful out on the roads this holiday weekend. We'll be back Monday. We are broadcasting live Monday on Republic Broadcasting Network. Aloha, America.